From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Sudan joins Saudi Arabia and Bahrain in severing ties with Iran. Saudi Arabia's allies curbed their diplomatic links with Iran on Monday following Riyadh's decision to sever its relations with Iran after protesters stormed the country's embassy in Tehran. This is Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubair.
We decided to cut off all diplomatic relations with Iran. We will also be cutting off all air traffic to and from Iran. We will be cutting off all commercial relations with Iran, and we will have a travel ban against people traveling to Iran.
Bahrain and Sudan cut their diplomatic ties to Tehran, while the United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations, limiting the number of Tehran's diplomats. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Sunni Saudi Arabia's execution Saturday of a leading Shiite cleric, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
It is hugely concerning because, of course, we want to see stability in the Middle East. We want to see good relations between the different countries in the Middle East, not least because that will be absolutely essential for solving the crisis that we have in Syria, which is the source of so many of these problems. And specifically on Saudi Arabia, let me be clear, we condemn and do not support the death penalty in any circumstances, and that includes Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Foreign Minister announced Sunday that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. The British Foreign Office says it's examining a video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. The 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage. The men wore orange jumpsuits, kneeling before five masked fighters. And after a while on the video, the purported spies were then shot in the head. This is VOA News. U.S. stock prices fell sharply in Monday's early trading following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials lost about 2% in morning trading, while the NASDAQ was off nearly 2.8%. With more from London on the Chinese economy, here's Henry Ridgewell reporting from London.
Stock markets in the cities of Shanghai and Shenzhen were suspended Monday after falling more than 7% on the opening day of 2016 trading. The sell-off triggered the so-called circuit breaker mechanism for the first time, a system designed by the Chinese government to prevent volatility by halting trades. It's the millions of individual Chinese investors, many of them pensioners, that drive volatility, says analyst John Driffell of Birkbeck College, University of London.
The Chinese stock market is populated by a large number of small investors who are very prone to panics and booms and crashes. These are stock market players with a very short-term perspective. They're gambling with small amounts of life savings.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The sell-off was sparked by another in a series of disappointing reports on Chinese manufacturing. U.S. government has shut down a drone base in southern Ethiopia that was part of the U.S. anti-terrorism effort in the region. The U.S. embassy in Addis Ababa told VOA that U.S. military personnel are no longer in Arbaminch. That's the town where the base was located. The U.S. base opened there in 2011. Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya on Monday, but were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal, killing two soldiers. ISIS has been trying to push east from Sirte for several weeks to reach the country's oil crescent, where its main oil terminals such as Al-Sidra and Ras Lanuf are based. Afghan officials say the heavily armed assailants were still holed up in a building just meters from India's consulate in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif, and a gunfight was underway with national security forces. The siege began Sunday night when a group of gunmen attempted to storm the consulate by firing rockets at the facility before retreating into a nearby building. So far, no one has, President Obama meeting today with its top law enforcement officials ahead of his suspected announcement of executive orders tightening federal gun control regulations. By working through executive orders, the president does not need the backing of Congress, which is led by members of the Republican Party who overwhelmingly oppose restrictions on gun membership. The president's focus on gun violence comes after a series of deadly mass shootings across the United States in recent years, including last month's massacre in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 people. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.